Hey, hi everyone. Pat Meenan, here to chat with you about Webpage Test. It's been a fairly eventful year. I want to talk a little bit about the licensing changes, the Catchpoint acquisition, and sort of some of the background on why we picked the license we did, particularly being a FOSS conference. I thought it would be interesting for everyone, and also some updates on what we've delivered since then, on sort of where we're going and what excites me about it. So really quickly, overview on Webpage Test as a project and sort of as an ecosystem. There's the open source code in GitHub, which is sort of the core of Webpage Test. It has the web server code, the agent code, a bunch of utility scripts for installing, and it's sort of the core. Everything you need to build a Webpage Test is up there on GitHub. Up until recently, it was all under a BSD license, so you could do whatever you want with it, and anyone could do whatever they wanted with it. There's public instances of it, so sort of what you know of Webpage Test is webpagetest.org. That's the public Webpage Test instance that I run historically out of my basement and with partners running test locations globally. There's the HTTP archive, which is probably one of the biggest Webpage Test instances, which is also publicly available and managed by a team of us. Runs 14 million URLs monthly, give or take, on their own private instance of a public web page test and collects all the data and makes it available. There's a bunch of internal use private instances that companies around the world run. They just take the code or the available images and run their own web page test either within their firewall or just for doing a lot of testing, usually API testing, stuff that you couldn't do with the public instance because it was running on my infrastructure in my basement. You needed to do at-scale testing, or you need to test behind your firewall. And then there's a few commercial services that are built on top of the web page test code as well. So they use web page test for doing all of the underlying test